It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's time for the Hop Monk Drive Brouhaha with Mark Carpenter, my co-host. Started in 1971. I always have to repeat that because it just blows me away. 1971 at Anchor in San Francisco.
It's hard sometimes for me to remember that.
Wow.
It seems like a long time ago. Even
what were you, 12?
What? No, you know, I'm an old man.
You sure don't look like it.
I wish I had started there when I was 12. All those years wasted before I started working at Anchor.
Now he's retired and, well, semi-retired because he's with us every Thursday.
That's
and,
it.
He's a big horse guy in Petaluma.
Yep. I was out yesterday, not today, and I love my life.
How many horses do you have?
Four.
Wow.
Yeah, they're nice guys, too. Big hearts.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I love horses. I told you before, I won a horsemanship merit badge in the Boy Scouts.
I've invited you out anytime.
Yeah, no, no,
you know?
I'm going to do it. I'm
going to
do it. I haven't ridden in a long time. But
Take it easy. We'll just walk before we run.
Yeah. we were thinking that the guys or folks from Hen House Brewing in Santa Rosa were coming in today.
From Colin McDonald, but I haven't heard from him. He's probably at the same place where Herlinda is, which is the CBC, the big convention for brewers in Nashville, a trade show and everything. All these guys are down there. And Colin, I would bet, is there having a good time. And I'm here having a good time.
Well, let's check in with Herlinda live from Nashville. Is are the Hen House folks
Hello?
Down there? We were hoping that Hen House was coming in today, but...
Well, Colin had said he'd be back in time for the show because he was here earlier. And who knows? This town is crazy. He could have got swallowed up here because it is fun. This place is way better than Las Vegas. This is like...
Oh, I love Nashville.
Oh, my gosh. This is my first time in Tennessee, period. And the hospitality here, of course, is, you know, Southern hospitality is incredible. But every place you go to here has really good live music. So there's like Broadway. Yeah, there's world class musicians. So they're playing everything from country to rock and country rock and blues. And every place has a rooftop bar, and it's just incredible. And we just had a Blackberry Farm that came on our show a couple of years ago during the Rate Beer Festival, Blackberry Farm Brewery, which is a world-class resort and brewery. It's Relay and Chateau Hotel. They just hosted Tara Nuren from Forbes and I and some other people at Black Rabbit. And we even had Rabbit Spam. We had a Rabbit Spam slider with their beers. But I'm actually at the World Beer Cup Awards right now. So every 2 years during the Craft Brewers Conference that changes from city to city every year, but every 2 years they do the World Beer Cup. So there are brewers and friends from all over the world here. It's absolutely incredible. So they're about to announce the winners here pretty soon.
So keep in mind, Herlinda, that... Since at least the 60s, maybe even in the 50s, Nashville has been called Music City. So, you know.
I'm at a window where I am looking at the Country Music Hall of Fame right outside the window next to the Conference Center, the Taylor Swift Education Center, the Johnny Cash Museum's right over here.
Rewind here. The Taylor Swift Education Center?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, so the Music Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame, it's not cheap to get in. It's like $26 to get in. However, there's like all these different, there's a concert hall. There's all these different museum things in there. There's like a museum of all the old posters. There's the Taylor Swift Education Center. There's a bar on the roof that I'm looking at. All these people are having fun. There's a pool on the roof at the Country Music Hall of Fame. But last night, on quite the opposite of this glittering nightlife place, we went to a place called Santa's Trailer Park Pub in a trailer park.
Yeah, Mike just sent me a message saying make sure to ask her about the trailer park bar.
Oh, my God. So Jeremy Marshall from Lagunitas, the head brewer for Lagunitas, he's from Memphis originally. And he told us, he's like, okay, you got to go to Santa's. And so we took an Uber to Santa's. We left an Uber to a couple of different people.
Santa's like Santa Claus?
Yes, because this guy looks like Santa.
Ah, okay.
Literally in a trailer park, out kind of in the about maybe, like, I don't know, about 8 miles outside of Nashville. And it's they made a bunch of containers into a bar next to this trailer park. And we were doing karaoke with the locals. Oh, my God. Drinking Fireball and PBRs, and it was pretty crazy.
Oh, Mike's got a photo up on the screen for me of Santa's Pub. That looks cool.
It does look pretty good, doesn't it?
That is funky and cool.
And so all the Tennessee folks that I said, oh, I went to Santa's Pub last night, they're like, oh, yeah, classic. But they said that is the diviest bar in Tennessee.
I love it. Now, listen.
And I found it, of course.
I want to make sure that you, if you haven't already, stop by Tootsie's, the bar.
It's, I saw Tootsie's.
It's right near the original Grand Ole Opry. It is the place where every musician hung out, and still do. Kris Kristofferson was emptying ashtrays there and sweeping up before he became famous. They have a wooden bar, and it's covered with people taking a knife and putting in their autograph or, you know, hey, Kris Kristofferson was here. Thing. You see all this amazing stuff. And it's still there. It's been there since...
Real history.
It's been there, for, I guess, since the 50s. Tootsie's...
I've walked past it a bunch of times this week.
Oh, you got to go in. You got to go in.
Gravity of it.
It's so cool.
Yeah, we went into... And Nudie's. You know who Nudie was?
He made all the suits.
For all the rodeo guys and all the country music guys. He's got a bar here called Nudie's.
Right.
And, this town is growing like crazy. In the past 10 years, it's gone from 1 million people to 2 million people. Everybody is moving to Nashville, so they're doing all this building of modern stuff. But then in the downtown is these old, cool old bars.
Yeah, exactly.
But the hospitality, everybody's so friendly here. I mean, should I move there just for that? But a little too far from the ocean for me.
Well, you know, it's like Austin, Texas. We went back to Austin after I spent 5-6 years there, and we went back a couple of years ago, all the Drive Hall of Famers, or a bunch of them, and all I could keep saying was, because it had been 30 years or so since I'd been there, and I kept saying, that wasn't here, that wasn't here, that wasn't here, that guy wasn't here, that car wasn't here, this is a whole new world, and I know Nashville has gone through the same thing. It's just a
They have this, right to where I'm standing also, I can see the Nissan Stadium for the Tennessee Titans play. And then right down here by the National Music City Center is where the conference hall is, next to the Country Music Hall of Fame, is also the Bridgestone Arena where the Nashville Predators play. Mike, should I get you a souvenir? The hockey team?
Sure.
They just played last night.
You should.
Yeah, I think I'll get you a souvenir, Mike. Tomorrow. All right. He's a big hockey guy. Do you guys have any other questions about the World Beer Cup?
No, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for checking in with us. And when are you coming back?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow I'll be pouring myself onto the plane. These guys can party here. It's Southern hospitality, but they can outdrink the Californians, that's for sure. And then there's all the my Polish friends are here, and Germany. There was a shooting at the mall today.
I saw that.
Yeah, and my friend, a brewer friend, and I were like, oh, well, nobody from the brewers would be at 15 miles away at a mall. Turns out my Chinese friends were there, a Chinese delegation was there, my Polish friends were there, because they went to go shopping at the outlets, these American outlets, so they can't get Levi's in China, so they were out there shopping. And they saw the shooting, but everybody's okay, but they're a little traumatized, and they're like, you folks and your guns.
All right, we'll see you next Thursday, right?
Yep, I will be there.
Okay, take care. Herlinda's live from Nashville. We're going to talk to Mark Carpenter about some beers that he brought. I don't know what that is, and we'll talk about it when we come back, but you said you got to taste this, and I took a taste, and... this is really nice.
It's interesting, isn't it? It surprised me.
It's more my kind of beer than, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's a good beer. This my son-in-law brought me these beers. He had to go to Atlanta, Georgia for his work, and he has a friend who's involved with his brewery. And so he brought these home to me, and pardon me, and when I saw it, I thought, he said, oh, you got to try this beer. It's really good. And I I saw the label and I thought, oh my God.
It's a wacky label.
It's a can. This is going to be horrible. Well, the name, Combustible Pineapple.
Yeah. No thanks, but I don't taste any pineapple.
It's great. I get the pineapple a little.
Really?
Hazy, juicy, creamy. It's got a little bit of lactose, you know, milk sugar. That seems to be something that's popular now with a lot of little breweries, or I shouldn't say a lot, but a few little breweries. And I think that trend started in Europe. I may be wrong on that. I should look into it. But I was really impressed with this beer. It's just a wonderful beer from Pontoon Brewing Company in Sandy Springs, Georgia.
Is it available out here, do you think?
I don't think it's available out here at all.
Probably not.
We just happen to be lucky enough to have it today.
Well, you know, lactose intolerance. I have no... I cannot abide by lactose.
Oh, really?
I am intolerant of it. I don't want it around. It's nothing to do with physically. I just...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. I can eat
drink
it and drink it.
Long.
Yeah, no, I'm just damn tired. I'm just mad at them.
And I don't blame you.
I have no tolerance for lactose.
It's being around all these cows up here, I think.
So it's Brouhaha, the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. I'll be talking about the weekend at Hop Monk coming up in a moment. Mark Carpenter, my co-host, is here. We are talking about some beers that...
we're getting off track here. We'll get back to beer.
But we can't get any of these here, right?
No, but I guess the point of this is that there's so many good beers around that it's just kind of fun to experience them all.
I agree.
I've tried recently to try to... really get to know all of Sonoma's beers, which is difficult, you know?
Yeah.
I need to start drinking more. but there are so many good beers around and so many unusual beers. And now that they're putting lactose in beer, and why you do it. I mean, I loved it when we had on the guy won the contest for the homebrew contest. Who did the lager beer, the German lager beer. It's still for sale, by the way, at Taps. I had one the other night. It's a delicious lager. I can't remember his name, but anyway, and on his label he said beer flavored beer. I'm with that guy. I like beer flavored beer, but. Every once in a while, you want something like this combustible pineapple, which is just unusual and nice, very pleasant. And I can see in Atlanta's climate, warm weather, you know, and hot in the summertime, you're sitting around. This would be a nice beer to drink. I'm now trying their same brewing company, Pontoon Brewing Company.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me interrupt here for a second.
Sure.
I asked you this off air, but... If these beers aren't available in this area, can they go on these breweries' website?
Their brewery website might have a lot of brewery websites have the where you can get their beers, and so they might have some luck there. Or they could certainly ask at Willoughby's let Willoughby's know that you're interested in this beer. So they might turn up here. And if it does, you ought to give them a try. I think it's a pretty good beer.
All right. What's this? This is also from there?
This is Pontoon Brewing Company again.
These cans of beer and all the labeling and everything on there is very busy, but it's fascinating. You can just go through the whole thing. It's like reading, when you're a kid, the box of cereal in the back.
Yes, exactly. And they have a lovely label, and this is a good IPA. It's very, very hoppy, and it's also, what do we hear, for 6.3 alcohol. It's a nice IPA. I think the people in Atlanta are getting a good beer with this one.
And something else you got from?
I do. I haven't tried that.
What is with all these labels on the cans? I'm glad these people are doing this. It's fascinating. They're beautiful, and there's so much to read.
Yeah, and they're actually, you notice, they're actually labels on the can. They're not painted cans.
Right.
Because if you're a small brewery You know, when you make cans, there's a minimum number of cans you have to buy if you want your label printed on the can.
So if you just print the labels itself and apply them to the can, that makes sense.
It becomes practical for a small producer, you know.
Yeah. Can you get Mark's mic up a little bit? There he is.
There we go.
One of the things I wanted to talk about, and you and I talked about it earlier today, not on the air, but... I grew up with Stroh's Beer in Detroit. Fire-brewed Stroh's Beer. My dad and his buddies always had a long neck of Stroh's Beer.
Yep.
Fire-brewed beer.
Yep.
It was iconic in Detroit and then around the country, at least. And then they sold to Pabst.
Yes.
And they're still making Stroh's. I don't know. I haven't tasted it. I don't know.
Pabst is making it. Stroh's is an interesting history because my first encounter with Stroh's, I went to Chicago in 1965 chasing a girl. And so there was Stroh's in the liquor store. I bought it, and I saw Fire Brewed, and I thought, what is that? And I didn't work at a brewery then, so there was a number of years I didn't learn about what was fire brewed.
Well, explain fire brewed beer. They were unique, right?
It was truly unique.
The Stroh family came from Germany.
Yes. Yeah. They started brewing in Detroit and in a very small way and grew. I think
in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they became very successful. Fire brewed meant that their kettles, when you're making beer, you first make a sweet wort that you're going to ferment into beer, and then you boil it with the hops. And every brewery in America, and there may be some somewhere, especially we have so many, but they all use steam because it's easy, it's practical, it makes real sense. But Stroh's always had a direct fire on their kettle, which was truly unique, and it made a difference in the beer. Because if you have steam heating the kettle, you may be heating a pressurized steam 250 degrees or something. But when you have a direct fire, now it's a flame, 600, 700 degrees, I don't know, pretty high. And that makes a difference. That'll kind of caramelize the wort and make a little bit difference in color. It could also make a little bit of difference in the flavor, kind of a more of a caramel flavor.
More malt?
Yeah, more malty flavor, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And so it was truly unique. And Stroh's, as they expanded, they wound up buying older breweries around the nation. They bought some in Los Angeles. They converted all the kettles to fire brewed.
Wow.
A huge expense. Yeah, no, I really had admired them because they really had a thing that they were doing.
And they had a brewery that they had rebuilt in Detroit. And in the 80s, when I went back home with my family and my wife and everything, and we took the tour of the new Stroh's brewery, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
The tasting room, and they were way ahead of their time.
Yeah.
And it was very fancy and very cool, and you could watch them making the beer and everything. And it was
that in the old brick Stroh's Brewery?
It was right there
around
it. They built up around it.
I've never been there, but they're a classic old brewery. You know?
Oh, yeah.
If you drive around the country and you see these old buildings, you can really pick them out. You know, they're just beautifully built breweries.
So now... We just found out today Stroh's is making an IPA.
Stroh's sold out. The Stroh's family sold out in, 2000 or something. It was really too bad. I think their big mistake is they closed that brewery in Detroit.
Yeah.
And the people.
It was gorgeous.
This was in a bad time in Michigan when jobs were down.
Right.
And I think the people turned against them. It was a bad move on their part.
I agree.
They should have kept it open no matter what. But anyway, that's
okay. So this IPA, which
this
they've
IPA
never made, they're looking at more of a craft beer thing, from what I understand, and I think you confirmed this, that they're brewing this Stroh's IPA in Detroit.
In Detroit.
And it's only available in Michigan.
Yeah.
At least for now.
Yeah. And we'll see. Maybe it'll take off. It's great. It's being made by a brewery that also makes beer for Kid Rock. You're a music fan. You should like that. Yeah,
I don't like Kid Rock, mainly because of his politics. But that's a whole different thing. I've never been into his music. So then when he became a Donald Trump supporter and a wackadoo, I thought.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
But it's nice that Stroh's has a presence again in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if any of the Stroh's family is involved with it. I assume some of them are still around Detroit. It would be nice if a few of those would get involved and maybe start another brewery.
Grandkids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have such a great heritage.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. It is the Hot Monk Drive Brouhaha with Mark Carpenter. He's bringing in some beers that we cannot get necessarily, but, you know, we only got a couple minutes here.
Oh, well, I've got another beer here. Brudio 54 from Pontoon Brewing Company.
Brudio 54, like Studio 54.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's an IPA.
Not as hoppy
as the previous one, but it's
like
a good
this.
Beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good beer.
It's not too hoppy.
No. This one, I'll let you try it. I think you might find this one a little too hoppy. But this one's a nice beer. And as you said, their labels are great labels. I think they're going to have some big success in Georgia. And maybe if they hear they're on the radio out here, they'll ship it out here to California.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, Herlinda's back next week, and so are you.
Yes, sir.
And Mark's going to be booking more of his favorite breweries and guests as we continue every Thursday on the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Thank you, buddy.
No, it's a pleasure to be here.
And we'll see you next week.
You got it.